The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
To come into the studio and have gifts waiting for you is one thing, but having a gift waiting for you from an industry legend is a totally different thing. And this totally goes in line for what this guy's reputation has been in this industry for like 50 years, 60 years or whatever. So we all walk in here this morning and there are Rick D's in the weekly top 40. Rick D's all-time 40 greatest desserts. I guess the dude has done a cookbook and he left one for all of us, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not from me. I don't know who. Tommy is the one who worked with him.
Yeah, we opened them up, man. Yeah.
They're signed to everybody.
Stop. I didn't open it.
Yes, open it.
And, Sassy Cassie.
He probably tells you something like preheat your oven to 350 D's grease.
D's grease.
it is D's grease. I didn't pick up that. Oh,
that is the sweetest, Tommy. So, yeah. And then he included a thank you card. Like, this is just going to, it's made my day and it's made my weekend. I've had the pleasure of meeting the man several times.
And you've been on his farm.
I've been on his farm. I've been on his private jet.
On his Wango Tango stage, his fake Britney Spears.
He brought me out as Britney Spears at Wango Tango. We have a little bit of a history here.
Wait. Paul, it's all happening so fast. Hold on. What? Oh, Wango Tango in our industry, is probably the biggest on-stage concert / radio festival that radio stations hold.
Yeah, it's at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it's at the Rose Bowl, and that's the one that Kiss FM in Los Angeles does. And in our industry, that is a notoriously famous radio station. And Wango Tango, they're just lining up A-list celebrity after A-list artist, one after the other after the other. So you came out there, and you were an impersonator?
He introduced me as Britney Spears, and I ran out and grabbed the mic and said, "Hey, y'all," and waved and turned around and ran back. And people lost their minds.
They believed it.
Yeah, because that's classic Rick. It's classic Rick. But no, I mean, you have to go back 20 years when I first started in radio and I was doing promotions for a small market, Lexington, Kentucky, for WLKT, The Cat. And we did like a national contest where we sent somebody to California. And when we sent somebody to California, to LA, to Wango Tango. And we had partnered with Plato's Closet. I mean, things like you never forget. And we had a pair of jeans from Plato's Closet. And we were supposed to go and have all the celebrities sign the jeans, bring them back, and like give them away, right? And so we go out there. Of course, we go to the Kiss FM studios. And I'm just like, baby DJ, I'm in awe. And
you guys think about whatever industry you're in, like the Taj Mahal of your industry. Kiss FM for radio one of those.
Yeah. And so we're standing and we're looking through a window and there is the man, the myth, the legend, Rick D's doing what he does best because he was doing mornings that time on Kiss 102.7. So he brings us in studio. He's just showing us around, giving us like the red carpet treatment. And mind you, I'm a promotions director. from Lexington, Kentucky, not even in the top 100 of markets, but he has an affinity for Kentucky because he has a farm in Danville. So he loves Kentucky. He was like, honestly, so honored that we were there. And so he took us under his wing. We go to Wango Tango, get all of these music artists, celebrities to sign these jeans so we can give them away. And then we're backstage, like we're literally on stage, backstage watching Rick. He's like, I want you to come up on stage and, you know, and then right before he goes out on stage to do an announcement, he's like, hey, I'm going to introduce you as Britney Spears. I just need you to run out and say hi to the crowd. And like, doesn't ask, just says that and then turns around and walks out on stage. And I'm looking at my marketing director, Michael Jordan, that is his name. And I'm like, what? I can't. And I mean, I'm so nervous. My heel had broken on my shoe, right? So I'm like hobbling anyway. And I'm like, I can't do this. And then Rick goes out there and does what Rick does best. And he goes, and I got a surprise for all of you here today. We have a special guest, Britney Spears. And the crowd goes insane. And then here I come running out in my broken heel and the Play-Doh's jeans that have signatures all over them. And I just get down to the microphone and I'm like, hey, y'all, trying to do my best Britney Spears Louisiana accent.
And there must be 25,000 people, I'm guessing.
Easily. Yeah. I mean, if more. I mean, because you're at the Rose Bowl,
yeah,
man.
Double that.
Yeah, we're at the Rose Bowl. And, you know, I give Rick a big hug and then I just turn and wave and like run off. And I could see the confusion on the people in the front row.
Because they could see what you look like.
Yeah. You know, if you had just taken those broken heels off and gone barefoot, it would have been more believable.
But then, so we get towards the end of the day and, you know, we're talking to him and we're like, yeah, we're going to fly out, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I'm flying out tomorrow too. Would you guys like a ride on my private jet? And Michael and I look at each other because he was flying to Kentucky to go to his farm in Danville. And we were like, so man, it's me, Michael Jordan, and Eddie, my PD, all three of us, Everyday Castillo. And so we all get on this plane and I mean, they come, they hand you the hot towel that's embroidered with his like his farm logo or whatever.
Yeah, Sweetbriar Farms.
They had the SB on there, SBF for Sweetbriar Farm. I mean, like these are such core memories. And I mean, again, so this was 20 years ago. So I'm like, I'm younger than Abby at this point. And I am on Rick Dees's private jet going back to Kentucky. And I'm like, what world is this? This is when I really fell in love with radio.
I bet.
It wasn't like that afterwards. And so they're serving us like this fancy food. They asked us beforehand what our food allergies were. So we're getting like sauteed shrimp. And I remember the sauteed shrimp.
He makes you fill out a list of like all your likes.
Yep.
Your movies you like, your food you like. Mm-hmm. Your movies will be there that you like to watch on Blu-ray.
So we're coming into the farm, right? But he wants to show it off. So instead of just landing, we do this huge loop around the farm. So you can see his golf course. You can see the barn where the bowling alley is. Like you can see his property, the guest houses. Because, I mean, the man's got a compound. And I didn't know this, in Danville, Kentucky. And then we land and they get a car service for us to get back to the station. I know it feels like it's so weird and so hard to explain because you're like, dude, like this is like over the top. Like he's trying to show off or whatever. I can guarantee you this man was not showing off. It's just his personality and who he is. And he loves to treat people and he loves to see people like in awe. And it was just, and then I got to meet him again. He came to Lexington. We were doing, we like rented out a Carrabba's and we had a bunch of listeners eating at a Carrabba's.
Rick Dees shows up to Carrabba's?
Yes.
Wow.
So we show up.
Everybody knows who Rick Dees is, right?
Oh my
God. We're not talking about somebody that nobody knows. I mean, this guy is weekly top 40. He's part of like everybody's weekend when you were a kid.
He's top 40. He's a top 40 radio legend. Yeah. I mean, that if you go way back, Disco Duck, is Rick Dees.
Hey, that won a People's Choice Award.
Yeah. So I hear. He shows up to Carrabba's for this event that we're doing. So, I mean, it was so random. And there's a line of people out the restaurant, right? And so we're walking with him. He pulls out his wallet, starts pulling out $100 bills, and just passes $100 bills to everybody in line.
I love when he does this. Anytime I go out to eat with Rick all the time, and he puts a $100 bill like in his fist, and it's sticking out each end of his fist, like one of his hands, and he'll go to the waiter, guess which hand? I love that.
Do you know how rare it is to go through life and not have anybody say anything bad about you? That is Rick Dees. Wasn't there another time where you and Tracy went and he had, like, you went out to the farm and did you say this also, that he had menus made for you guys?
Well, we pre-selected. He made, like I said, he makes a checklist of all the food. I mean, there were like 5-inch steaks, filet mignons in there, pre-prepared, like lasagnas pre-prepared that we didn't even touch.
Oh, so like you got there and your favorite foods were in the fridge waiting for you, basically, based off the checklist.
Yes, but Tracy and I went when Kristen got married in Kentucky, and we all went there, and a bunch of you guys went to the Airbnb. Tracy and I were having that. So, and I knew Tracy was a historical nut, and I knew main house, one of 8 houses on his farm, is a big pre-Civil War house and antebellum house. And he took us around, toured. And when we used to broadcast there, I used to stay in the radio house. This was a 3,500 square foot house. And just me and Renee, I would roll out of bed, walk down the hall into a radio studio in the house and do the show from there.
This is how this guy is. He's 75 years old right now. Is he doing any any variation of the top 40 on the weekend?
Yeah, he still does a weekly top 40 all around the world.
All right, so he's still doing. He's 75 years old. He just absolutely loves this, right? Did you all get like a personal card in yours too?
I got a thank you card, probably because I've met him a couple of times.
It was just Bird and Kristen.
Yeah, I think it's just y'all.
But it was just like, thank you for all the ways you make this world a brighter one. Dear Kristen, what a talent you are. Thank you for your wonderful spirit and the fabulous interview, your friend Rick Dees. Aww. Because remember, he called in for our celebrity challenge.
All right, here's how you are for sure known. That he does not know me. Dear Bert, you have it all. High IQ. excellent sense of humor. Great voice. Good luck. Good looks. Your friend, Rick Dees. He clearly doesn't know me at all. And did you get $100 Starbucks card?
Yes, I did. The man is just, he's so sweet.
There you go. You can have mine.
Yeah, he sent one of those to Renee and I as well.
Oh, he is something else. But that is right. That is classic Rick Dees. So I'm pretty sure he wants us to mention one more time, Rick Dees' all-time top 40 greatest desserts on your bookshelves now.
Yeah. And then there's a foreword by Wolfgang Puck in it also. I mean, this is how this guy lives his life,
the
man.
The back. Yeah, so you're supposed to set it to 350 degrees. But on the back it says, you're going to love the incredible desserts that made my whole time top 40.
It says Rick Dees as it gets right there.
The Bert Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
So on Saturday night, I have the tremendous honor of being inducted into the Friends of Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, right? Huge compliment. Very big compliment. And I told you guys some months ago when they asked me, they said, hey, you want to be in this thing? And I'm like, I'll take any haul. I don't even got to be nominated. I'm just getting in. Yeah, let's do that.
I'll walk down any hall, man.
Right. So they said that you can have anybody, if you want, introduce you. Right. And they come on out on stage for 2 minutes. They say nice things. Cassie has put together a very nice video for me. Then I come out and I say a couple of words. Right. Well, that person for me is Blake. Blake's going to come out. You know, Blake from the Burt Show.
I started as intern Blake and then turned into phone screener Blake and then turned into producer Blake. And now he's freaking newscaster Blake out in Minneapolis.
No, he is in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. I knew it began with an M.
Yeah. And he's a news anchor.
Yes.
I mean,
news
he's
anchor.
The main dude, right? So he and I have kept in touch quite a bit over the years, professionally, but also personally as well. So I said, hey, dude, you want to come on down and do this 2 minute introduction? And he was all about it. So he's coming down this weekend, but he says to me, he's like, all right, so what time is this thing on Saturday night? This thing. And I'm like, you mean the Hall of Fame thing? It's like 7 o'clock. He's like, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do this. And but this is tongue in cheek. He was going to do it either way. But you have to go with me to gay bars after the award show. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't care. You want to go out drinking? I don't care where it is. So I don't know that I think I've been to a gay bar in Atlanta. I can't remember the name of it.
Surely you have. You've been to Blake's maybe?
For sure been to Blake's.
Yeah.
A couple of different times, actually. Mm-hmm. But that's from more like a brunch type thing.
You have, because I remember all of us going after the parade. Or it was one night we were all out.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was, though.
I can't either.
Anyway, so it's going to be Blake and me and my girlfriend, and she's got some gay friends also she hasn't seen in a while, so we were planning all going out, and I'm like, well, if you're bringing your crew, I'm bringing my crew. So I asked Rebecca and Amber and Katie, I'm like, if you guys are open for it, you guys want to come on out on Saturday night? And at least yesterday, you guys were all into it.
Oh,
So I don't know that Blake knows a whole bunch of these places around Atlanta. So if we're going to put together his Hall of Fame, right? Places that we absolutely have to go, a gay crawl tonight. Where are we going?
Absolutely got you. Okay. I am an alcoholic and gay bars were my target of choice for a long, long time. I was an emotional terrorist at gay bars across Metro Atlanta. So I have hit up many of them. So here's what I always like to think about when I think about what gay bar do you want to go to? There are designations for gay bars in my head. These are not like, these are Rebecca designations. These are not real. There are hookup gay bars. There are top 40 gay bars. There are lesbian bars. Mm. And then there are grunge gay bars. So it depends on what you want to do. Do you want to dance to Taylor Swift? Do you want to go behind the curtain? Or do you want to have a cigarette in the back and talk about, you know, socioeconomic, political climate?
It's really going to be where Blake wants to go. For me, I don't care. I really don't, man. I mean, it's just I want to hang out with all of you guys and hang out with him. So it doesn't matter to me.
I mean, Blake's got to go to Blake's.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Our LGBTQ representation, what are your favorite gay bars in Atlanta?
My favorite is Blake's. Blake's is up there. My least favorite is 10.
Oh, I love 10.
Why is that?
10 to me is just so, and it's
I don't know what that means.
It's hoity-toity and it's catered to a certain type of gay man only. Like, it's not, every time I've been to 10, it's not friendly to all the gays. It's friendly to the certain type of gay guy. And if you're in there, you know what you're looking for and you're probably going to find you a gay sugar daddy.
So I'm guessing that Blake looks like that guy. That would go there. I mean, because he looks kind of hoity-toity.
Isn't he a little older for 10s, I feel like?
Yeah, 10 is older, but if he was looking for an older gay sugar daddy,
that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He would go to 10.
In what you said, I'm more of a dive bar guy. I love it dark. No windows. I walk in there, I want it to be sticky on that. That's the kind of bar.
We have to go to Mary's. Mary's is my favorite gay bar.
I haven't been to Mary's.
Mary's is so much
fun.
Yeah. It's such a good time. There's karaoke. Everyone's super cool. It is like a dive bar. The drinks are cheaper than anything and stronger than you need them to be.
Okay.
It's such a fun time. I haven't been in so long. I'm afraid to go back. I'm not sure if I'm allowed. But it looks different and I think they'll let me back in.
How about you, Amber?
You guys know my favorite gay bar is MSR, My Sister's Room, the best lesbian bar, probably the only lesbian bar in the city that I know of anyway. And probably in like the East Coast. I don't know. But that is my go-to. That is actually where I've had a lot of emotional terrorism acted upon me. That is my go-to.
Well, I'm putting this in your hands.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Gaze.
I'm ready.
Assemble the Gaze!
The Burt Show.
Okay, we got to give you guys a trigger warning here. It's going to get real serious and real powerful here in just a couple of seconds, and we'll tell you why. Look, if you're getting into your car and you're joining the Burt Show because you like to keep it nice and light, you got a stressful day ahead of you, you want to hear jokes, I get it. We're not the station for you for the next 10 minutes because it's going to get very, very serious.
But it's so important.
It's really important, man.
And it's a message that everybody needs to hear. And Kirk Smalley from Stand for the Silent, which is an anti-bullying organization, this man has turned the tragedy in his life into purpose. And he is such a beautiful and phenomenal communicator. And the way he shares his story, it's going to touch your soul.
What is the exact trigger warning we need to give
out? So the trigger warning we're giving right now is about bullying and suicide.
Okay. It's every parent's worst nightmare here is when your kid is afraid to go to school because he's getting bullied or she's getting bullied online also. Yeah. And then the absolute worst happens. So again, here's your trigger warning. It's about to get real serious in here. We were left in tears. All of us left in it jarred our days yesterday after we talked to him.
But I promise you, it's difficult, but you will be a better person for having listened to it.
We are on day 82 of 100 days of good goes round.
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes round.
Just asking you guys, what do you need? Just tell us what you need. We're going to try to accommodate you guys. Kristen, you want to take it from here with Kirk?
Yes. This was so kismet. This was so destiny that I found out about this anti-bullying organization called Stand for the Silent. So real quick, a week or so ago, Jimmy and I pulling into the Chipotle parking lot there off of Piedmont, and I grab my four-year-old out of the car. We walk in, I get my burrito bowl, and I'm walking out, and there's a small table, and there's two people sitting there, and you know, they approach me, but I got my four-year-old on my hip, and I've got my food in my hand, and I just want to go home and enjoy some chips and guac, right? Sure. Like, that's all I got on my mind. And they were so kind, and I'm like, she's like, I know you got your hands full, and I'm like, I know, I'm so sorry. You know, I love what you're doing, and I wish you guys success today. And as I'm walking to the car, my son, who is four, goes, Mama, what is bullying? And so I explained, well, you know, bullying is when you are unkind to others. You know how I always tell you that we are kind and we are respectful and we treat people with kindness. We don't put them down. We don't want to make them feel bad about themselves or their situation or anything. And he goes, so you mean you shouldn't call people poo-poo head? And I'm like, yes,
that's,
baby.
That's where it starts,
yes.
Right there.
That is a great example. And so I get him buckled up in his seat and I sit in the car and I'm about to leave. And I was like, nope. So I get back out of the car. I go over to the table. I introduce myself to the volunteers for Stand for the Silent. And I said, hey, I really commend you for what you're doing. I would like to know more about your organization because I want to feature you on The Burt Show for our 100 Days of Good Goes.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. So that's why Kirk's here.
Yes, that is exactly why Kirk is here. And so Kirk Smalley, who is the co-founder for Stand for the Silent, you know, and especially Kirk, it's right now, it's back to school season. My kid just started a couple weeks ago, and I know more counties are going back to school. And so it was. I felt like this was very kismet that I found out about your wonderful organization. So I wanted to give you the floor to share what you all do to help eliminate bullying nationwide.
Thank you, Kristen. You know, it's very, very important that people realize and that we raise awareness about bullying, especially most adults nowadays. You know, bullying has changed its face from when you and I grew up. You know, kids are being atrocious to each other online. Cyberbullying has increased over 75% since the pandemic began. And it's a 24/7 thing. I mean, kids can't get away from it. You know, I've been to schools and spoke to students where first and second graders have smartphones and they're really actually good on them. You know, they can use Photoshop, and now with AI, it's even worse. Mm-hmm. You know, they can take a picture of someone walking down the hallway or in the gym, locker room, whatever, and do a little bit of Photoshop work and make it look like that person's doing anything they want them to do. And they can post that picture on a Facebook fake account on social media and ruin someone's life with the click of a button.
As a parent, that's terrifying for two reasons. Because one, you'd never want to have a child that's being bullied. And two, you never want to be the parent of the child who is the bully.
That's correct. You know, and Ty was 11 years old. We didn't even have internet back when he was still alive. His mom worked at the school that he went to. She wanted to be close to him, you know, wanted to be off work same day as Ty was out of school. And Ty was picked on because he was the smallest kid in sixth grade. He was bullied for a little over 2 years. Laura was in the office almost every day trying to get the principal to make it stop and do something about it. And she got the standard answer, you know, kids will be kids, boys will be boys. Bullying's just a rite of childhood passage. It's something we all have to go through. And my question is, why? Why do we all have to go through that? And on May 13th, 2010, 5,579 days ago, my boy was sitting in the gym waiting on class to start. And this kid that had been picking on him for over 2 years came up and pushed him. And for the first time in his life, Ty turned around and pushed him back. And it's always the second guy that gets caught, you know? Mm-hmm. The disturbance drew the teacher's eye. She looked over in time to see Ty push the bully. And so he got in trouble. He got sent to the office and he got suspended for 3 days. And Laura went and picked him up and took him home and told him to do his homework, told him to do his chores. And she had to go back to work that day. They were shorthanded. My wife came home at 2:38 p.m. on May 13th and she found out that my boy hadn't done his homework. Instead, he had shot himself in our bedroom. Ever since that day, I have traveled all over this country, all over this world, trying to make sure that what happened to Ty doesn't happen again to another kid, to another family. I know the devastation. I watched over a 10-year period my wife grieve for my baby, and it finally killed her. I don't want to see that happen to another family, to another kid. And I get messages from the children, the students that I speak to at the schools by the thousands that say, you saved my life. I was going to kill myself until I heard you speak, and now I'm not want to help you make this stop. Suicide is the second leading cause of death in our young people in America, ages 10 to 24 years old. It's second only to car wrecks. I have a list of over 67,000 children that we have lost to suicide in America in the last 7.5 years. That comes out to an average of almost 23 a day, almost a child an hour. And the youngest one on that list was a 5-year-old boy. Mm. Now, guys, when we have 5-year-old children taking their own lives, it's time we learn to talk about it. You know, suicide has always been a taboo subject. People don't want to talk about it, especially when we're talking about young children. Most of these kids, 1 out of 4 of them in America, will actually have a plan on how they would take their own life before they graduate from high school. 25% of our children. And most of those kids think that they're all alone. Nobody gets it. Nobody understands. Nobody knows what I'm going through. They don't realize that 25% of their classmates have those same thoughts. And it's high time that we learn that we can talk about it. We can talk it out. We don't have to act it out. And that's how we're going to stop it.
I can't add anything to your words. The emotion I think all of us are feeling in here, it's everybody's absolute worst nightmare. And we have heard time and time again stories of parents that feel so hopeless and helpless when it comes to administration.
Yeah, Bert, luckily there are resources out there. There's many of them on our website, standforthesilent.org, for parents, for schools, for students. We have a downloadable guide that teaches anyone that wants it for free. You can download it. It teaches people how to deal with cyberbullying. You know, most social media platforms have a way to report that kind of behavior. So you report it, you screenshot everything, you document everything. That's evidence. But there are resources out there. There's a couple of really good resources for parents that have young children that are just getting online. There's one I really like. It's called Bark. And it's an app that you can put on your child's cellular device, and it monitors their social media presence. It sends alerts to mom and dad if their kid's being bullied on Facebook or whatever.
Oh, wow.
What I really like about Bark is it also sends an alert to mom and dad if their kid's being the bully. You know, because we've all heard, well, Timmy, he would never do such a thing. Timmy's an angel. But Timmy just told Sally on Facebook that she's worthless and nobody likes her and she ought to just kill herself. Then when mom and dad see that with their own eyes, you know, hopefully they'll do something about that. There's many, many ways that people can get involved with help spreading awareness and raising awareness to this issue that's plaguing our country and our world, actually. You know, you can get us invited to do presentations either in your school or a community presentation with a community organization. We do not charge for our presentation. We will go anywhere that we are invited. I have been to a little over 6,700 schools. Talked to a little over 4.5 million kids now. You can start a chapter of Stand for the Silent locally. You can do it in a school or you can do it as a community chapter, giving the kids that are being bullied a place and their parents a place that they feel like they belong, that they're with other people that have been there and made it through it. And we can talk about this and we can work through this.
I'm so sad for you. I'm so sad for the parents that have to go through this. The only feeling of happiness I have is that Kristen stopped the car and went and talked to you so you could join us and stop some of this for some parents that are happening right now. So I want to direct people again, and I want to say it over and over and over again, give them the website, because there's so many different things that you can do on that website to get some help before it becomes this major, major, major problem.
StandForTheSilent.org.
I was just looking at Abby's face. And Abby has been very forthcoming on the show and talking about her experience with bullying, because she was bullied when she was in high school. And so I know that this message is hitting very close to home for you today.
Yeah. And I just can't even implore like how important the work that you're doing is for these kids, because really, like, I think the word bullying, I feel like it's been thrown around so much that it almost doesn't hold the weight of what it actually is. Like, it just kind of seems like this word that's been thrown around in, you know, TV and media and like, oh, I was bullied or whatever. But it's not just like kids getting shoved in the hallways. Like, what it really does is it makes you feel so isolated from the people in your life and in your communities and your peers. And I think people don't understand like what that does to you psychologically as you're just trying to figure out who you are. And if you're being fed this constant message that you don't belong, that you're not good enough or whatever, that lives with you for the rest of your life. And really what you're doing is you're giving these kids, obviously, resources to be able to reach out and get help, but you're also providing them a place to feel like they're not alone, which I think truly is one of the biggest healing things that you can give somebody that's going through something like that. And to tell parents how they can get involved too, because obviously no parent wants their kid to get bullied. But in my case, a parent was involved in bullying me. So if you can hold parents responsible too, that's incredibly important.
And Kirk, I'm so grateful that the universe brought us together so we could give you a platform today and hopefully save a life.
I appreciate that, Kristen. And Abby, you know, one of the things that we do at every school and every event that I speak at, we give everybody that wants one, every kid that wants one, a wristband that says, I am somebody. And honey, you are somebody. Okay? Don't ever, ever not believe that.
I can't even talk.
I have been asked countless times what my definition of bullying is, and I could give you the Webster's Dictionary definition, but what I feel bullying is in your eyes. We're going to take the power away from the bully and give the power to the victim of bullying, and we're going to let you decide whether you are being bullied. Oh, I was just kidding. I didn't really mean it. How did you take it, though, Abby? It hurt. Even if you thought you were just joking or just making fun, but it hurt me, okay? You have the power, and always believe in yourself, sure, always.
Thanks for that, Kirk.
Appreciate your time, Kirk. We will do everything that we can to get people to your website, okay?
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you for telling us about everything. Thank you for the work you're doing. Once again, standforthesilent.org.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.